The African National Congress has campaigned heavily in rural areas in the run-up to the election, concentrating on its traditional support base. Many political experts doubt this will be enough for the former liberation movement to get the votes it needs to form a majority government for the seventh time. Even ANC insiders tell VOA the party's many failures over the past decade mean millions of South Africans have lost faith in the organization, admired globally for its heroic fight against apartheid. ANC officials have allegedly looted state-owned enterprises of billions of dollars. The party's economic policies have not created jobs, with an estimated 13 million employable people jobless. Almost half the population of 62 million lives in poverty, surviving on meager social grants, and crime is rampant. Yet the ANC insists it's going to easily win more than 50% of the votes on Wednesday. On Saturday, it held an election rally at a Soweto stadium. Thousands of supporters cheered. President Cyril Ramaphosa asked citizens to give the ANC another chance to fulfill Nelson Mandela's dream of prosperity for all South Africans.
We are also going to spend quite a lot of money, billions, training people to get skills that can be best used in our economy. Our objective is to create quality jobs. We want to build industries. We want to localize so that more and more products are made here in South Africa. As our economy grows, we will be able to have the capacity to provide more and more support and assistance to our people.
Political analyst Professor Lesiba Tefo says ANC leaders in private are panicking ahead of the vote.
There are many scholars, including academics and politicians, especially those who belong to the ruling party, who have come out to say the dream has been deferred. We have betrayed the expectations of our people. Where did it go wrong? They are the ones who are telling me. They are at each other's throat.
Former opposition leader Tony Leon is convinced the ANC will either be ousted or will have to form coalitions in four of South Africa's nine provinces. This includes the heart of the country's economy, Gauteng, home to the big cities of Johannesburg and Pretoria. The party Leon once led, the Democratic Alliance, or DA, already governs the Western Cape region, including the city of Cape Town.
I'm of the view that the ANC will not get 50%, but how low they go, how high they go in the 40s, will determine a lot of other things. If they get in the high 40s, it'll be status quo ante. They will form the next government. They'll get a few smaller parties to join them, and it'll pretty much be business as usual. They get in the low 40s or even mid 40s, it's going to be very hard for them to form a government except by calling in a bigger coalition partner, and then the crossroads choices rise, which way they go, populist EFF or more centrist DA, and what's going to be the response from those parties.
The Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, says it'll partner with the ANC if the ruling party implements its radical policies. These include state control of banks and mines and expropriating private land to redistribute to the poor. Some analysts say these demands might persuade the ANC to join with a more pragmatic DA. DA leader John Steenhuisen told reporters in Johannesburg recently he's willing to consider a partnership with the ANC.
It might be the least worst option to prevent the radicals in government from taking over, and that we would be willing to look at a variety of options then in order to achieve a result that we believe would be beneficial for South Africa's future. I can't say to you an ANC DA government's going to happen. I can't say to you it's going to be stable, because I just don't know. I don't know what the ANC is going to look like after the election. I don't know whether they're going to become more radicalized as a result of the election or not.
Analysts say no matter what happens on Wednesday, the election will be the most definitive sign yet of the decline of the ANC. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.